you're still breaking up. Good. We are getting cats.
I've seen the post.
Yeah, they're coming Friday.
What's that?
Oh, this is painful. I can't hear you.
They're definitely going to be yours then, are they?
Yeah. It's all set in stone now. There's no coming, turning back now.
Oh, good. You said it's an apprehensive thing.
Well, it's just, you know, if they turn up and they're shit or whatever, we can't say, well, thanks. You know what I mean? We can't say thanks for driving for 6 hours, but no, take them back. We're not interested.
Why are the cats going to be shit? How could a cat be shit at being a cat?
I don't know. Like, they might be nasty and like hate humans. Do you know what I mean? You can get shitty cats from time to time.
Yeah, but you will know, won't you?
I will know what?
If it doesn't like you when you meet it,
yeah,
then you'll know right there and then. You can just say, look, obviously you're not getting on with me.
Well, no, I can't. This is the thing. The couple that are bringing the cats, they're driving 6 hours across the country to bring them to us.
Well, if they care about the cats that much, then they won't leave them with somebody that they don't get on with.
No, that's true, but it'll be one hell of an awkward situation if I just go, no, your cat's a bit shit. Can you take it back to Essex with you?
Offer them a cup of tea.
The cats? I don't think they drink tea.
No, the humans.
Why would that help me?
Well, no, but it'd just be like a little consolation, wouldn't it, you know?
A consolation prize for driving 6 hours with a cat in the back of a car.
Oh, just make sure it's a good tea.
We only drink good tea. We only drink the best.
Well, there we go then. Worth it.
Yeah.
Great.
Good. So you've had a good week, yeah?
Yeah. I'm just... we just had an Indian and I'm drinking some wine now. So that's a really good start to a Wednesday night, I'm saying.
Good. How many? And he said, "How many Indians have you eaten? How many wines have you drunk so far?"
Oh, I've only had like 1.5
bottles. That's not too bad for a Wednesday.
No glasses. Yeah, I'm just taking everything out of context tonight.
Isn't that what I do, though?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Should we cast a pod?
We should, but what I may do is just grab some water quickly, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. So, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please do.
Why do you like Bengals so much more than any other cat?
I came out of the blue.
I was just thinking about it.
I don't know as well. We owned a Bengal. Her characteristics and the personality and the traits of the breed we really endeared to. And we thought, you know, if we can rehome another couple of Bengals and give them a happy life, then that would be a match made in heaven. So, yeah, we found these two and we thought, great, that'd be perfect.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Why, but, like, with, why are the... I don't really know how to phrase this. With a Bengal...
Yeah.
Where are the differences?
They are a little more needy than other cats. They're more, which can be a downside for a lot of people. It's not so bad for me because, you know, obviously I work from home, but they can be a little more needy. They're very, very affectionate, like even more so than cats usually are. But yeah, with that comes like a constant need for attention. They're super high energy as well,
yeah,
compared to most cats. But very affectionate, talk a lot generally, very chatty cats, and that they sound adorable and they look adorable as well.
Oh yeah, they are pretty looking cats.
Yeah.
You know what I've trained my cat to do?
What's that?
She not only does she give me kisses now, but she whenever like she's at the end of the bed and I go and I stand up and I lean over slightly and I blow her a kiss, she'll jump up on her back legs and she'll give me a hug and give me a kiss.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's quite sweet. I'll try and take a video next time.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. Actually, Graham, since we're just chatting aimlessly about cats, should we do a quick Patreon bonus episode for the guys at home?
Is it about cats?
Yeah, why not? Shall I start the stopwatch?
Okay.
Graham, today's topic... is a little bonus extra for the people who support us on the Patreon stream. Cats. Aren't they the best? I love cats.
Hang on, you're missing a convention here.
What's that?
Oh, hello.
I apologise. Oh, they've probably quit on us now. Never listen to another one again if I stop doing that. Oh, hello.
Thank you.
That's okay. I'm sorry to let you down.
It's
Graham,
okay.
Graham and everyone listening.
That's cool. It's all good. So cats.
Cats.
I have one.
I will have two.
But is like a cat in the hand worth two in the bush?
I don't know.
Is this like rock, scissors, paper with cats scenarios?
I suppose so.
Isn't at all how I imagined this would go. But regardless, yes. So you're getting two Bengals, aren't you?
Yeah. We're getting two Bengals on Friday. I can't wait. And we will post up a video either on the main channel, my main YouTube channel, or here on the Patreon stream. You guys will get an exclusive look at my cats. So excited. It is a match made in heaven. They were looking for a very specific type of home to go into and be rehomed at. And we were looking for a very specific kind of Bengal. And these two came along, filled all the criteria. They're a little older than we were hoping for. That's the only thing. These are 8. We were looking to rehome some younger Bengals, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. And it's quite difficult to find Bengals for rehoming.
Yeah, because they're quite rare, aren't they?
They're fairly rare. They're quite valuable as well. And most people who are looking to rehome Bengals, they'll only rehome them with people who've already had Bengals. Mainly because they are so quirky as an animal. I think a lot of people get them because they're quite pretty, and then they don't realise how needy they are. So, yeah.
Well, the cats don't realise how needy they are.
Yeah, the cats don't realise how needy I am. They're in for one hell of a shock when they arrive on Friday. Who is this guy? Whining constantly.
So you say you're gonna do a video for everybody listening.
Yeah.
But like, of what part?
I don't know, their bellies?
Not the cat. I mean, like, what part are you going to video? Like, the actual receiving of the cat or just the cats in
there? No, I won't do that because that's going to be quite a tense moment for everyone involved, both the people rehoming it who are really worried about it. They're desperate to make sure we're okay and we're desperate to make sure the cats are okay. So I won't film that. Now, it'll just be a hello to Zeke's new cats.
Oh, okay.
Nothing special, really.
What are their names?
Tia and Nala.
Tia and Nala.
Not my names of choice, but unfortunately, Graham, we're out of time for this little bonus episode.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's good, though, just catching up about cats, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nice.
Cool. See you next time, people, over on the 316.podbean.com.
Bye.
Bye.